Oh, I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Biking or walking on a hot day can feel like you're in an oven because dark pavement absorbs and retains heat. But applying a special coating to streets and bike paths could help cool them off. Nicole Irozalardo is an urban planning and public health researcher. She's part of a University of Arizona-led team that's testing a product made with titanium dioxide.
It's one of the major ingredients in your mineral sunscreen. And it works by reflecting UVA and UVB rays.
She says it soaks into the pavement and dries clear, so it does not create a glare that could distract drivers. In lab tests, the material has been shown to reduce the surface temperature of pavement. So now Irozalardo's team is working with the city of Tucson to test it on a stretch of road. They'll monitor how it affects air temperature and people's comfort. She says the approach is not a substitute for planting shade trees.
Shade rules the day when it comes to reducing temperature and how we feel it as pedestrians.
But if effective, cool pavement technology could be used in areas where trees cannot grow or would interfere with power lines. So it could help make biking and walking more enjoyable as cities experience more hot days. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To hear more stories like this, visit climateconnections.org.
CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, home of Burnaby Rock, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory high atop Burnaby Mountain in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. This episode was pre-recorded at my crib in East Vancouver on the traditional unceded territory of the Squamish and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. Thank you to everyone who's been doing reviews at the station. I know I haven't been, but apparently we're caught up. Without your efforts, that last set would not have been possible. I should also point out that Printhead Happy Happy was number one on the CJSF charts for the week of September 1st, so mission accomplished. So that was a huge set. All new, mostly from the current CJSF playlist. All the way back to the beginning was Negative Scanner from Chicago, then it was Local's Shrouded Amps, and then a band from Calgary whose name I probably shouldn't say on air, from a Bandcamp release entitled Pity Party. After that was Laser Background from Philly, and Rays from Oakland. Then it got loud for a bit. The first was another Oakland band called Baus, then it was Germany's Exit Group, Marbled Eye, who are also from Oakland, and then another off of the Bandcamp release entitled Pity Party. That one had the extended rock out and the Crack Cloud sax. The smoothed out stuff followed. The first was Aussie bedroom pop producer E4444E. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Then it was two really good songs in a row. The first was Brooch. One of the guys in that is from Ott. The second was from Chile. It was the Holy Drug Couple with a really beautiful song. After that, it was Spirit of the Beehive, who are from Philadelphia. That song's incredible for about the first 48 seconds, and fortunately they wrap it up quickly. There's a lot of American music on the show tonight, which is why I loaded up on CanCon earlier. Following that was the UK's Clinic, with two short, similar-sounding songs that I smashed together. Then it was Cold Beat with DFA Production. Following that was a new one from Washed Out, and then a random find from Toronto in bedroom pop producer Squiggly Lines. The last song was probably my favorite of the bunch, from a band called Spend Time Palace out of suburban Orange County. So that's my Jambalaya show. I've got time for three more, so I'll play myself out. Up next is award-winning nationally syndicated Jazz Boulevard. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend.
hold on, reload your book. Held a mirror to your error, made you a brick.
Most experts rate jays, crows, parrots, and minas among the most intelligent birds, especially as problem solvers or talkers. But there's at least one ingenious bird that's learned a highly specialized skill, how to open automatic doors. It's the house sparrow, a highly adaptable bird that's made a living around humans for thousands of years. In the early 1990s, house sparrows in Auckland, New Zealand, were seen activating a door's electric eye sensor to fly into a shopping mall. Another sparrow in Auckland, perhaps showing a more refined aesthetic, learned to hover in order to open two consecutive sets of doors to enter the cafeteria of an art gallery. Other house sparrows in New Zealand and nearby Australia were seen opening doors to a factory cafeteria, a fast food restaurant, and two different supermarkets. Not all the smart house sparrows live in the Southern Hemisphere, however. In the U.S., some trigger doors into big box home supply stores to peck at seeds spilled from bags. Who knows? Maybe they'll learn to open the seed bags, too. For BirdNote, I'm Michael Stein. BirdNote gives you the sounds of birds every day. And you can get the sights as well when you follow us on Instagram, @BirdNoteRadio.